Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for January 22nd through 26, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. You've reached JawSpeak.com. All right, looking back, last week we saw home sale results for 2006 show a significant fall. A pair of new reports on new and existing home sales gave mixed readings on the housing market for December, but overall it confirmed that in 2006, home sales dropped significantly from the record levels set in 2005. In other reports this week, orders for durable goods increased, and an index of leading economic indicators tipped upward. The S&P 500 touched a six-year high on Wednesday, but decreased 0.4% for the week to 1422. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note increased 11 basis points to 4.88%. Overall for December, home sales were mixed, and overall for 2006, home sales were down. Sales of existing homes fell 0.8% in December from the previous month. This capped a year in which existing home sales decreased from 8.4% from a record level in 2005. Meanwhile, sales of new homes increased a surprising 4.8% in December, according to a separate report, but they were still down a whopping 17.3% from 2005's December. And that, in 2005 December, was a record year for new home sales as well. All of 2005 was a record year for new home sales. Keep in mind, existing homes were down 0.8% in December. Existing homes were down 8.4% for the year. And for both new and existing homes, year-to-year sales declines were the steepest in the West, followed then by the South. If you look at the average price for a new home in December, it was $290,100. For an existing home, it was $269,000 even. Prices in both categories were nearly flat compared with December 2005. Meanwhile, inventory levels for new and existing homes tightened in December compared with their November levels. Some analysts believe these reports signal that the housing market is in the process of bottoming out. Durable goods demand has increased. Orders for manufactured durable goods increased a solid 3.1% in December over the previous month, and they were up 7.0% for the year-ago level. Excluding the volatile transportation category, new orders rose 2.3%. Transportation orders increased 4.8%, and that was boosted by large increases in orders for aircraft and surprising strength in orders for motor vehicles. Most other categories experienced increases for the month, though orders for computers, electrical equipment, and defense capital goods experienced declines. The leading economic indicators released by the Conference Board showed slowing growth. They increased 0.3% in December. Six of the index's 10 indicators contributed to the positive result for the month, including an increase in building permits and a decrease in initial unemployment claims. Meanwhile, though, the two indicators were negative, and two remained unchanged. Over the 6 months through December, the index increased at an annualized rate of 0.3%, suggesting the economy could continue to expand at a slow to moderate rate in the near term. As we have for the last week, if we look ahead to the future week, it's going to be a busy week. There are a lot of economic news and data coming out. The Federal Reserve announces Wednesday whether it changes the federal funds target rate. That has been steady at 5.25% since June. The central bank is widely expected to keep the rate unchanged. Also, we're going to have reports on consumer confidence, fourth quarter GDP, and a few others. Thank you for listening. Please leave me comments, feedback, suggestions, tips, you name it, to jaw@jawspeak.com. Also, if you haven't been there for a while, I've posted some other off topics that weren't podcast related, so if you're catching this through iTunes, you may want to take a look at jawspeak.com and find out some of my new things, including a video from NASA from a few years ago that has me floating around. You can take a look at that on this next wonderful weekend.